Our scripture reading for this morning is from the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 14a and 22 to 32. But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "You that are Israelites, listen to what I have to say. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested to you by God with the deeds of power, wonder, and signs that God did through him among you, as you yourselves know, this man handed over to you according to the definite plans and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and killed him by the hands of those outside the law. But God raised him up, having freed him from death, because it was impossible for him to be held in its power. For David says concerning him, 'I saw the Lord always before me, for he is at my right hand, so that I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart was glad, and my tongue rejoiced. Moreover, my flesh will live in hope, for you will not abandon my soul to Hades, or let the Holy One experience corruption. You have made known to me the ways of life. You will make me full of gladness with your presence. Fellow Israelites, I may say to you confidently of our ancestor David that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. Since he was a prophet, he knew that God had sworn with an oath to him that he would put one of his descendants on the throne. Foreseeing this, David spoke of the resurrection of the Messiah, saying, "He was not abandoned to Hades, nor did his flesh experience corruption. This Jesus God raised up, and of that all of us are witnesses." Our psalm this morning is found in Psalm 16, 1 through 11. "Protect me, O God, for in you I will take refuge.
I say to the Lord, 'You are my Lord. I have no good apart from you.'
As for the holy ones in the land, they are the noble in whom is all my delight.
Those who choose another god multiply their sorrows. Their drink offerings of blood I will not pour out or take their names upon my lips.
The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot.
The lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. I have a glorious heritage.
I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. Even at night, also my heart instructs me.
I have set the Lord always before me. The Lord is at my right hand. I shall not be moved.
Therefore, my heart is glad, and my soul rejoices. My body also dwells secure.
For you do not give me up to Sheol, or let your godly one see the pit.
You show me the paths of life.
In your presence there is fullness of joy. In your right hand are pleasures forevermore."
Please be aware that church expenses are ongoing, whether we meet together or not. You can send your tithes and offering by mail, drop off at the church office, or use our PayPal portal. We appreciate your continuing support of the ministry of Centenary United Methodist Church.